I've been reflecting on my healing journey so far because there's so many things I've tried and so many things I've learned. But I do think that there are three things that if I accepted them early on or knew them early on, then I would have totally been able to speed up the process. The first big glaring one is that Western medicine does not have the answer for you. Western medicine will not help you. You will just end up getting burnt out, going to appointment to appointment to appointment for them to just tell you that, you know, there might be a few imbalances that they find, but they're not going to be able to treat you or heal you because you won't be diagnosed with a like disease that they can treat with a pharmaceutical or with an operation. And that's all that Western medicine is there for. They are the most behind on this illness than any other kind of practitioner. So start looking into alternatives. Number two is the mind-body connection is real. It's real. And again, this plays into the whole Western medicine thing. It's something that they ignore. And the sooner you can start to learn about the mind-body connection and harness this in your healing, then you'll already be so far ahead of where I was. And finally, the tests, if I just thought about the tests that doctors do, like the tests they do only look for diagnosable diseases. For example, I think testosterone, they've put down the normal range because generally testosterone is falling. So they're like, oh, the normal range is smaller. No, that's just a problem. People have a problem. So you can still be out of balance and have deficiencies that really will be affecting your state of health. It's just that Western medicine is not looking for them and won't report on them like that. If you believe there is something keeping you stuck, I would definitely look into functional medicine testing, or even just understanding the brackets that they use so you can assess your blood results through a different lens. Looking at things a different way, I was deficient in B12, iron, vitamin C. There are probably other ones. But yeah, the lots of supplements have like really helped me get to where I am now.